Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Ninja Please Podcast. I'm your host, Starman, a.k.a. Star Sailor Senpai.
This is Macchio Metal, the one and only Tanuki.
This is your boy, Lord Black, a.k.a. Black Wolf.
This is your boy, Ocean, a.k.a. Tony Mun Camera.
And you're listening to the Ninja Please Podcast. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
One fin fish. Shit fucked me up.
Is that the one finned fish?
Yeah. His fish only had... So did somebody sneak in his house and did he fight him and the fish ended up dying and then he had to replace the fish? Or like...
I gotta go back and watch.
Why did he get another fish?
Because the fish, when he...
In the beginning,
when he was feeding
fish, only had one fin and he kept swimming in the circle.
Right. And then when he came back... No, but when he came back, he found out that the motherfucker had two.
Yeah. When he had the bonbons and he was trying... No, the next morning when he woke up, he was like, I wonder what fish dream about. And he's like, wait a minute. Because he was swimming across the tank instead of like in his little loop-de-loops.
That shit sound like a Roshi said to somebody. Your mama got a fish, she got one fin to swim in a circle.
It's fucked up because he did. He had that little Nemo baby fin. Yep.
That's funny.
I did laugh a little bit when I saw it. You know, actually swimming in a circle.
Yep. He was trying.
It was cool how he would navigate though.
Yep. Turn a little bit, then go up, turn a little more. Bloop, bloop. Yeah, I like what they were doing with that.
Yeah, it's off to a good start, man.
Oh yes.
I'm nitpicking a little bit.
I'm just ready for them to go ahead and start weaving it out. And to everybody that doesn't know, go back to the scene when it's him and the little girl talking about the pyramid and how they used to mummify people and suck their organs out. The QR code next to the sarcophagus, if you scan it, you get the episode, not the episode, but the comic of Werewolf by Night, where Moon Knight is first introduced.
First appearance.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool. Easter egg.
And evidently they're supposed to be doing
every episode.
Every episode. Cool.
You're gonna start seeing a bunch of interactive ass episodes.
Scan your fucking TV.
That's dope.
Shout out to Coinbase for that Super Bowl ad. That didn't work because the app crashed. Because Coinbase is a shit app.
Well damn. Well damn. You need some jangling.
Where's the gunshot? Where's the gunshot? Coinbase is a shit app. Coinbase is a shit app.
Oh, we got beeps.
Coinbase is a shit app. First off, we're going to talk about these chicks with dicks. Oh, you didn't hit it first. All right, first off, we're going to talk about these chicks with dicks.
No, we're not. We're not going to talk about that.
They're in these sports, and they're... And then when they come through with the...
She's funny. A mighty, mighty man. Not from that episode of South Park.
Macho Savage.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Speaking of M's.
Yeah.
Let's talk some M's, man. Marvel made 40 M's this weekend. Well, Sony made 40 M's this weekend. I tell you, you notice how when it's not the official Marvel shit, you know, you don't get the graphic background with all the movies and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All you get is the page turning.
Yeah.
But the page turning be from the comic of the shit you bought the motherfucker watch. I still love that they do that shit. Yep. Morbius, man. Title card at the beginning. If somebody started phasing it out, now it's coming back. Like,
if Morbius would have come out, it would have been the first to do it recently, then Batman. Yeah, I was gonna say that to you last night. I was like, it's pretty funny.
I ain't get to catch it with y'all, but I seen goddamn Morpheus too. Mm-hmm. I was telling them about how I seen it.
Oblivious.
I downloaded it off the interweb, and I just thought that it was a very interesting story about how goddamn Batman had broke that nigga arm, and then he became the one before Neo, and then he gave
broke them
us,
niggas knees, bro.
And then he became the one before Neo, and then he gave us that new Matrix movie that we ain't asked for. So.
I prefer this Matrix.
Well, no, we asked for it, but we didn't ask for that.
Bro, it's the little things.
So, you know what I'm saying? I had seen Morpheus shot in, you know what I'm saying? I expected more guy. I expected Neo to be there a lot more in there, but they really couldn't give us goddamn Keanu Reeves and him in the same movie.
Oh, that nigga only had 30 seconds.
So, I give Morpheus a goddamn 9. Like, it was straight, like I said. Like I said, Batman came in and broke that nigga arm because he was trying to make a living for himself, and then that's how he transformed into Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. With the shades and shit.
Exactly. Okay. So last night we watched Morbius. Thank you, Ocean. We did. Not sure what you watched, but that shit sounds...
We saw Morbius.
That
shit sounds marginally better.
That shit sounds... Hey, Morpheus, like, I ain't seen Morpheus, bro. Like, what's this on, bro?
Need to see that shit.
But, nah, man.
Did they show where he got the shades from?
Yeah. After Batman broke his arm and gave him a hospital bill.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Oh, they from the hospital. They like prescription. Damn, that's why them bitches just stay on like that. That's dope.
So,
hey, man, I carried the scene through, bro.
You got some fake blood for him?
Yeah, I got you, bro. You need some of that artificial blood? I got that blue. You don't need to go on red right now.
Yeah, don't get no red. Please don't. No point in no. Well, you got to at some point.
Grandma.
That motherfucker couldn't last a month. That shit. That motherfucker went from like 10 hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to give you Morbius.
Oh, no.
Morbius spoilers. Oh, no. Morbius spoilers. Oh, my God. I don't know why I keep wanting to throw a V in there. Yeah, anyway, we're finna give you Morbius spoilers.
Morbius spoilers.
Ahead. Ninja, please review. I was almost at Ninja Turtle.
The Ninja Turtles review, please.
Before you give me the spoilers.
Yeah, cool.
Before we give me the spoilers, y'all can go on deep into it. But Morbius is the white bat looking motherfucker that was in Spider-Man or is it X-Men?
Spider-Man. Yes,
you are correct, sir.
All right, cool. So now I know the story. I don't know this story, but I know his story because I just watched this shit with Jameson like two weeks ago.
The Living Vampire.
Yeah.
You do know who he is then.
Yeah. We was watching. Oh, yes. We watched Spider-Man because he wanted to be Spider-Boy.
Yep.
So, boom. Spoil away.
Because in the old Fox cartoon, sure? Him and Morbius went to school.
I'm not
going to
watch till it come on.
All right.
They were in college together.
And I need to throw an immediate caveat that where I land with this movie got two huge bumps because Matt Smith is in this movie. I fuck with Matt Smith. That motherfucker do the same little suave ass. He get dressed. Everything he ends, No, my nigga.
Matt Smith is the 11th Doctor. Just cool as fuck. Doctor who? Very well respected.
Ooh, he got a I'ma get dressing every
hit the wrong time one. Him.
But nah, man, that was like
he always pulls some Doctor Who shit in everything he does.
Yeah, cause I seen a movie with him not so long ago, Last Night in Tokyo. I mean Last Night in Soho, where he played a pimp. Spoil on that, but
Full on pimp.
So I done seen this man get clean. He put a suit on, get dressed after he done, you know, that's a different movie. Anyway, bruh.
He still like, pulled some Doctor Who shit.
Bruh, I already knew what it was like from the beginning because they got me with the fur fake. I thought that he was the kid that was coming into the room until he looked at him on the bed and was like, Michael. And he was like,
Yeah,
this is Milo.
This is Milo. I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm coming up just seeing them explain the disease, and I was like, 25 year jump. They did a 25 year jump back to him being the kid, which I'm assuming he was 10, 11. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't.
No, they did
5 or 6.
No, they didn't do 25.
With 25 on the head.
Not at first, because they showed when he was 19 and graduated.
No, they started the movie, and unless I missed it, when they started it. They showed where we was at now, and they did like a.
They did a little montage.
They did it 25 years earlier, and then when they did it 25 years earlier, you know, you saw him, and it was like, okay, he was a kid.
He was at the orphanage.
So I know he was 30 something. That was my whole point. I know he's like 30 something, but
early 30s, yeah.
Yeah, he's somewhere in his 30s. Like I was like, all right, so 25 don't pass. So you damn near 40, nigga. Like. You know, because that's what made it so funny to me when they talked about how you know, how he didn't accomplish and did all this shit. They made it seem like it was a short amount of time, but they literally in the previous frame said it was 25 years that he cast on this journey, and this is where he at, you know, 25 right. later. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was 25 later for when he started the experiment. You right. I was putting it out of order.
Why did he start the experiment?
Well, at first, what he did was he created artificial blood to, like, help people that had his disease and other people that needed blood transfusions. Because his blood disease could not be cured.
It wasn't like, it was kind of like, I don't know, like, plasma I don't know the name.
Centers.
I don't
plasma
know.
Plasma centers and blood centers missed out on cross promotion with this movie.
You're right.
I'm pretty damn sure they did.
I mean, you got a vampire telling you to donate blood and plasma. Motherfuckers ain't gonna do that shit.
They switched up. That was another gripe. I'm gonna get to that later, though. I had about the plasma thing. Mm-hmm. But nah, he had this disease. I don't know what the disease.
Let him show up and do it.
Yeah, I didn't know the disease, but you know what I'm saying. He didn't have all his strength, and every three times a day he got to get his blood cycle.
Dialysis,
pretty much. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, all right, that was his life. And he was like, bro, this ain't no life, but I've been able to accomplish this with so limited I had. You know what I'm saying? But he wanted to cure that shit because, you know, him and his best friend suffer from it. And he was like, bro, we should be able to live.
Right. Make sure we can live somehow.
You got to be, I mean, at a certain point when you discover you're the greatest or something and your life is still on the line, bro, like.
Wasn't he 19 when he got the Nobel Prize, though? That's what I was talking about.
Nah, he was 19 when he graduated and got his degree.
Okay. And then they skipped to the
okay. to the Nobel ceremony.
Okay. See, I couldn't.
So they didn't exactly say how old he was when he got the Nobel Peace Prize, or turned it down for that matter.
Just from the start of the movie, 25 years, whatever point that was. And I assumed that was the present. That was my assumption. My assumption was that was the present.
Yeah, the 25 later was the present.
But he getting these experiments off. Oh man, you got this. It's crazy, like, just him getting the experiments off, and it's like having full on backing, support, and it's just like, bro, you got the, you know, you got the chick trying to tell him, don't fuck the money up, bro. You got to take the, because he turned down the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, not peace, we did not Nobel yeah. Prize. He turned that shit down, cussed everybody out.
Yeah, it was Nobel Peace Prize because he got it for his blood. Yeah, that artificial blood. It was Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, he turned down the fucking. Nobel told motherfucker no.
That's kind of what his
no to the Nobel
conversation with Shawty was on screen. Was about. She was like, so how you just gonna, you know, turn down a Nobel Peace Prize like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that would have been more money we ever needed. They would have funded anything you wanted to do. It's like, nah, it's not about that.
But
it's still people who gonna pay you to do research because.
Milo.
You was able to say no. You was like,
hell yeah, Milo was going to fund that shit.
Yeah, that's what I was questioning. I was going to ask that, like when he told him it's very expensive, it was just like, hold on. Milo didn't come to him like, nigga, I paid for the shit. He came to the shit like, doing. So I assume he didn't spend Milo money, but at the same time, I'm like, is Milo bankrolling? Because I don't know Milo at all. Because this nigga.
Yeah, Milo was bankrolling the shit.
Bankrolling.
In the terms of the movie, he was like, look, you my best friend. You the super sciencey one.
Obviously, that wasn't his first time coming to ask for some money.
No, it wasn't. And he was like, look, I trust that you going to figure that shit out for us. Because whatever trial, like, cures or whatever he was coming up with, they were both trying them.
Oh,
that's why Dr. Nicholas was always still there. He was like the one who was keeping everything above board. He was like, okay, this is what'll work. So if you create this, I'll use it on Milo.
Bro, when that nigga said, well, how's your pain today? He was on the scale from 1 to 10.
11.
11. I was like, oh, my fucking heart
and
dropped.
He was doped up then.
Bro, my heart dropped because he just staring like he just. Oxy dot, bro. He's just staring at the fucking wall and everything still hurt, bro. And I'm just like, damn, bro. I done seen that kind of pain, bro. So just that moment kind of, the sense of urgency, like, bro, I don't want to live like this, yep, but I don't want to kill myself. Like, bro, I want that cure.
Right. Like, so I want to live, bro.
So now that you done set up and shot it to me where, nah, bro, this motherfucker Hey, he bankrolled it. Oh no, he was entitled to that shit.
Yeah,
point, it ain't no you stole that shit. Nah, bro, you paid for that in advance, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Like, yeah. Michael, yeah. That's your fault. Like, you can't tell the nigga no. I mean, I know that's your friend, and it's like, as a friend,
it's like, bro, I found the cure for us, but it's not the price you want to pay. He's bro, like, nah, bro, I want the cure.
I'd have gave you that shit, but I'd have told you, I'd have just been like, bro, you gonna take. Like, bro, here, but I'm going to tell you right now, bro, like...
what it is, man.
These are the rules, bro. This is some shit we can't start doing, bro. You start crossing these lines, bro, we going to be fucked up,
bro. Gotta keep each other in check.
He didn't give a shit about that, though, because he was like, bro, all I want is to not live like this.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't give a shit. I'm willing to pay the price. I've admitted what the fuck I'm going to become, bro.
If he would have walked... But see, that's...
He was already a monster before Morbius ever became a monster.
That's true. But the fact that Morbius can... He couldn't. He was so stuck up on trying to figure it out, and he was so hurt from, I'm not gonna do this to my friend. He missed the opportunity to guide his friend, because I'm pretty sure when he turned, if he would have just had that blue shit available, the blue shit wouldn't have been so bad. But since
he drunk blood first, yeah,
went for blood first. You know why? Because she was the closest. Mm-hmm. He didn't take that shit at home because he didn't want Alan to find out.
Right. As soon as he walked out that bitch.
Right.
As soon as he walked out, he went straight up to the damn hospital
and
did that shit at the hospital. Ate the nurse who was there. I was just like, okay, took her out. Sucked all her blood, and it was like, cause you know, he lives with his doctor.
Yep.
So he can't, you know, I can't.
Can't off him.
I can't do that there, you know what I'm saying? I can't take this care. He gonna find a packet. I don't know what I might do. You know what I'm saying? So he could have guided his friend through that, like, if he would have, like, had that foresight, but you know, shit, that shit's hindsight 2020.
Yeah. I mean, Michael didn't know it was gonna work at the time, and when the shit did work, that was what happened.
Like, it was comic booky as fuck, bro. Like, just the fact that...
They balanced it.
Like, no. The way his power just activate. I was bro, I ain't asking no fucking questions. It's a comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell everyone. People want to critique that point right there. It's like, oh my... I was just like, man, shut the fuck up, man. It's comic a superhero movie, bro. It's a comic book movie, bro. He got his powers. Now he can fucking glow when he fucking fly, nigga. Like, it's comic book. Leave me the fuck alone, bro. That shit look cool.
Give y'all my pros and cons real quick.
Let's go.
Okay. My pros: Jared Leto killed this shit as Michael Morbius. He was able to channel that inner dark.
He was in
untimely condition and bring it to the forefront with pure wit and genius. Doctor Who, aka Milo, was greatly appreciated and respected as a dynamic ass frenemy, because that's exactly what the fuck he was. The kinship they shared explored all aspects of sibling rivalry, although they were foster kids at first. They both made their own way, though, so it was cool. It's cool to see. Morbius' love interest, Martine, definitely had her Selena / Sade vibes going on. You know what I'm talking about? Brilliant performance on many levels of intellectual dialogue and meaningful gestures, if you remember what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see more from her. The CGI was done in a way that made what was going on through his mastery of his new abilities more understandable through visual cognition. It was only overly done during certain scenes from the fights, which kind of demanded it, but kind of made it hard to see at times. I don't know if it was just me or
me.
Like, I couldn't follow the movements and shit because it was just like all over the place during some fights.
Oh, you talking about like how they like have the lay effect and the little blur and shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I dug that shit, bro.
I did too.
I mean, I ain't saying I ain't like it. I'm saying it was certain scenes during the fight scenes where it was so much going on the screen, you couldn't really follow what the fuck just happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It could have been the fact that the motherfuckers was still talking in my fucking ear too the whole night in the seat behind me. And that could have been something that was throwing me off too while I was trying to enjoy it. But
I'm gonna talk about that after Lawrence.
Done went with the review, dog. I'm gonna talk about that.
But
I'm waiting on that.
The mid-credit scenes were crucially intricate to major upcoming tie-ins and team-ups. The surprise guest wasn't wasted on a cliche plot device and introduced the idea of a future crossover.
Yeah, I'm glad it went on ahead and laid that shit to rest, because everybody was talking, oh, that shit gonna be in the movie and this, oh, what's gonna happen? Like, motherfucker, it wasn't in the movie, so shut the fuck up. You're wrong.
So, cons.
Wrong about that.
My cons for it is,
I damn sure wanted Charlie Cox to walk out the, that my lawyers here. I really did want to be
Matt. Yeah.
I wanted to be Matt Murdock, bro. If that shit was Matt Murdock, I would have flipped my shit.
That would have been dope. I ain't lying about that.
That's exactly what I thought was about to happen.
But I'm going to talk about that too. What my theory behind that is.
Well, my cons, I only got time to write one, but, you know, I've already said it when we were talking about it outside. I was like, man, it's kind of disappointed that they took that classic Vamp, you know, approach to it.
Yeah.
Instead of him being plasma
vampire with the hands.
Yeah, I want the hand shit. That shit right there. Do I have to grab the back of your neck? You know what I'm saying? Sound like fucking Cell grabbing one of them damn androids.
Because it don't leave no bite. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he doesn't bite people. He looks like a vampire, but he doesn't bite people.
Yeah, that classic vampire trope. But at the same time, like, pause. But Jared Leto is like, nigga, look, white Jesus with his chest off, bro. I think motherfuckers just want to see him biting folk.
Yeah, I mean, it fed into that vampire fantasy.
They did, bro.
But didn't Morpheus eat people and bite people and shit?
No, he had suckers on his hands.
When he first turned in the movie, though,
he fucked people up.
Everybody that was on the ship, they shot first, and that was it, bro. They want to be Han Solo. Got ate the fuck up, bro. Everybody. It was black dude.
Because we left to go to the movies. Everybody. Me and Starman were talking about that shit. He was like, "Dog, you know, it's got to be a really good plan for these mastermind criminals to come up with, for them to have all these underlings who catch the ass whooping for them." Because he was like, you know, sometimes they don't even get a chance, bro. They can't even say that they not really with it. They there, so they catch the ass whooping, and then when they get to the main dude, he's like, I'm gonna give you a chance. Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna give you a chance to explain this shit, and then they don't whoop his ass.
Here's my point was V for Vendetta. Remember V for Vendetta when he went in the news station, when V went in the news station to go and just, you know, take over the news station. Mm-hmm. It was this old British nigga that was chilling watching Laser Last, and that's all this nigga wanted to do was just watch his show.
And he got
sit, eat donuts. And he got killed with a knife through the fucking heart, bro. I get he shot at the nigga, but still though, dog. Like,
well, he shot at him, okay.
I mean,
but he was only doing his job. He wasn't there because he believed in that shit.
Bro, he wasn't there to stand in this man's way. It was just like, bro,
got out of the way, bro.
No, so that's my whole point.
He didn't have a chance.
The whole point is, in all these organizations, it'd be that security dude that making $7.50, $10 an hour, who just dug because he got some child support. First. And he get clout for it, bro.
Right, because
it's either that or he trying to make a little money Morbius on the side and get beat up by Batman.
Right.
He hired these niggas just to kill their ass, bro.
Exactly, because when Morbius went in and sliced Buddy, Starman leaned over to me, he was like, see, underpaid underling, dog. I was like, bro, that's fucked up.
Literally, they got wiped up, bro.
He ain't give a chance.
Bro, that was the dumbest shit ever. I'm like, bro, if y'all
didn't have a chance,
y'all on the ship and y'all just shooting, like, nigga, you can blow some shit up. That part, I didn't appreciate them, like, bro, you're on the ship. Like, bro, that's stupid. You just can't. Ain't nobody gonna be shooting like this on no ship, bro, because it's a bullet, bro. That shit.
Yeah.
Hit the hall, bro.
The only time they
made
a point to make mention of that was when Buddy let loose in the police station. And,
Yeah, motherfucker grabbed the gun.
Yeah, and Tyrese was like, bro, what the fuck is you doing in the police station?
But they got the shooting in the ship. And that's one of them points I was like, bro, this shit is six. But I love Matt Smith. So this shit an eight, nigga, because Matt Smith added to that whole shit, bro. It's just like me being a fan and just,
I mean, I give it a 9 because Matt Smith was in it, but bruh, regularly I give it an 8. It was good. I don't understand what these motherfuckers talking about. It was so bad. I liked it.
I had so much fun watching that fucking movie. I had fun watching that movie.
I really don't know what them other motherfuckers was.
Damn, that shit was just fun.
I tell you what it is right now. I know what it was. Them motherfuckers who was sitting behind us.
Yeah,
they were sitting on the same row as them. That's what it was. So what happened when we went to the movies? people who sat behind us, for whatever reason, felt that it was necessary to talk about everything they had watched on the videos before coming to see the movie while the movie was happening. And like me and Black were saying, it felt like they were right behind.
Yeah, like they were leaning.
Like they were deliberately like, leaning out of their seats right behind us. Like, oh yeah, there's a better, the thing with the movie. And they like, it's like 4 or 5 of them, and they having full on conversation.
Everybody getting irritated, bro.
When we went and saw Batman, you remember motherfucker got up, he was like, hey, somebody finna shut the fuck up is what's about to happen in here. I don't know if it's just that everybody been home for so long, they done forgot, you know, how to be in public. And I'm not somebody who's gonna do things in public like that. I'm not gonna jump out of my skin, but
right,
bruh,
I was so feeling it, boy.
You don't need
to narrate the entire fucking.
It's not even narrate. They were full on
having a damn.
Having a review conversation.
Point by point discussion on this shit.
As we watching this shit, bruh. Comparing the shit to what these. Because these the motherfuckers that want to be spoiled. They want to watch the videos from the motherfuckers who saw it on premiere night or screener. Right. And compare it to what they watching right now. Oh yeah, they said the thing. I'm like, bruh, shut the fuck up and let us watch it.
Right.
I don't want to hear you making these side hand comments on this shit, man.
Nigga leaning all in and down. Like he leaning forward, trying to tell
us. I mean, they're not, but that's just what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, though, because these nigga damn talking that loud, bro.
Should have hit him with that Johnny Lawrence, man.
Man, he ain't finna go to jail over them motherfuckers. I could have said that.
Hell no. I mean, it's just Morbius. Like, I'm not fixing to be on the news for the physical altercation during the premiere of Morbius at 6 o'clock. No. Like, shut the fuck up.
In the dark, you say quiet like Johnny Lawrence. Motherfucker, I'm gonna shut the fuck up, bro. Like, if I'm talking, and if I say it.
No, because these fucking Zoomer ass motherfuckers, like, no, man, we're just saying, I don't wanna hear that shit. Shut up. And you can't do that because they're Zoomers, bro.
But that's my point. They gotta get checked.
You can do it.
They gotta get checked. Like, regardless of how that shit turned out, like, we can talk about.
Yeah. But I don't want to.
Nigga
got to
get
checked.
You ain't got to go Will Smith on him, but nigga got to get checked.
I'm not trying to have no 5-minute altercation and miss the rest of the movie or that section of the movie because of that shit. Like, shut the fuck up.
That way, because I'm trying to focus on what the fuck.
Just because y'all been watching the rest of these movies at the house with each other, talking, having a regular conversation, you in public with other motherfuckers, shut the fuck up. You're at the movie theater. I can't get past that simple point. You're at the movie theater with other people.
The shit says be quiet when you damn.
When you come to the theater. When it's silence your phone and all that.
When it's saying cut your cell phone off and shit.
I had that thought go through my head too.
Please be quiet.
But I mean, at that point, it's like, I'm not confrontational, but
once it gets to a point, but I was like, bruh.
It's one of them things. It's just like, cause like when we saw Batman, it was just like, I felt, that's the last time I felt the urge to say something. This time, I guess I sat on the outside when I locked into the only. I ain't noticed them until I made the joke. Until I made that one joke, and I said, I made the white Jesus joke, and one of the dudes was just like, he heard it, he laughed, and the dude was like, "What you laughing at?" And he had to tell him the joke. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting behind me, and it's like, "Nigga, you explaining my joke? Nigga, watch the goddamn movie,
right?"
You know what I'm saying? But he explained my joke. Then they laugh like it was a delay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yeah,
laughing over some shit we trying to hear.
Yeah, and I'm just like.
And they back there talking like, oh yeah, this is in the thing when Buddy was watching it. That's what he's talking about, this shit. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Because I don't talk in movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I crack a joke or I ask a question. But
we here with it. Like, we talking to each other. It's not
It's like, bro, I know I got the hood, so I'll make a little crack, and then you won't hear from me for another 45 minutes.
People alone talking
in it. I ain't having no conversation. I laugh, because I'm allowed to laugh. So I'm allowed to be like, what the heck? Just like, bro, that's just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm also being like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? I get excited in movies. But, because I done had to tell people, like, hey, man, like, for real, bro. I done turned around like, hey, bro, for real.
Not do that.
You know.
Really just back there going in the whole movie.
I just tuned their ass out after a while. I was like, fuck it. I'm just fully submerged myself into the fucking movie.
Yeah, because typically when I go, I be hearing people going, shh. Like, it's always somebody who will shush a motherfucker. When that bitch packed, the issue be when it only be like 10, 12 people in there.
Yeah.
Because everybody don't want to be the person to say it. But every time I would have been in a full movie theater, he was like, buddy, who stood up and he was like, bro, I'm y'all dad, bro. I'm from the, like, bro, don't shut the fuck up.
But it was serious about it in the Batman. He, that man had been waiting on this movie. You fucking it up for him.
Etiquette. Somebody better shut the fuck up.
Well, let me ask y'all this question then.
He was ready to get that shit. Man,
all right, so let me ask this question. What happened with Justice League then? When we watched Justice League here, because y'all watched it the day before, and y'all talked all through that damn movie, and I hated that whole experience because I ain't never seen it yet.
He didn't know that
all shit. Y'all was talking. And I told y'all I ain't seen this shit before, man.
He definitely ruined that movie for you.
Bruh.
I thought it was the holidays or something. Was it Christmas or some shit?
Yeah, I'll fade it.
No, I said, I know we was fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't hear shit. I was just like,
we done watched that shit.
You can't even blame it on me because I passed out. Like,
it wasn't no blaming thing. It was just one of them things. I was just like, I have a question. Like, but no, man, y'all seen it before, and I was just like, damn, I ain't watched it the day before, so I can't comment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They catch this shit for the second time.
Oh, here go. Here go the part.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
on my ass. I know.
I was like, damn, bro.
I couldn't help it, dog. That shit was good.
And then I was just like, man, that shit.
Just like, I'm just going to watch this shit again by myself.
And then it was 3.5 goddamn days, nigga. Like,
right.
I had a whole Craig David week of fun before I finished that shit. No, man. Y'all my ninjas, though. No, man. That was cool, man. I fucked with Morbius. That was good.
I like Morpheus better.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Good film, man. You should check it out. Don't believe the bullshit review.
Yeah, don't believe that bullshit.
That shit good. I'll check that shit out.
I just thought it was random as fuck. Like, I didn't see any previews for it until I saw the episode on Spider-Man with Morbius.
I mean, I'm not even mad, too. I like that they used the, it's tied in the Spider-Man's universe, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
same season with
which
X-Men
one?
Too.
Which Spider-Man universe? We didn't say which
that
one.
I like.
We're not going to tell you.
That I like.
And the Green Goblin fighting.
Like, that whole thing, like, them establishing exactly what universe it was that they were in. They were just like, this is not the Tom Holland Spider-Man. It's not his
universe. It's in the Venomverse. Which Spider-Man universe is that? We're not going to tell you that.
Right, but Venom's here. He was just like, who are you? I am Venom. I was like, like, and I guess that was another thing. He kept playing on, he played on the Hulk, you won't like me
when
I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And then he did the play with I am Venom. And then he did one more. Like, toward the end, he did another play on another Marvel property. I can't think of what it is right now, but I did like that. Them little subtle play on
hints.
Yeah. And when I seen the Doctor Strange cracks in the sky, I was just like, oh shit, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was the dopest shit for me.
Right. Like, okay, he is from another universe. Which one? We'll find out later.
Yeah, man.
Breaking news.
Breaking.
Hell no. Nah.
You know, he got to hold it at a certain distance.
McDonald's edition.
And they published that shit yesterday.
Yeah, April Fool's.
Where in hell I believe that shit?
Y'all really going
to
try to...
That McDonald's Sprite. McDonald's straws are bigger than everybody else's straws, bro. It's just more carbonation in getting into the straw, which is exciting your tongue. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be drinking sparkling water. So don't take my word.
The straw, too, and the machine they got.
I'm pretty sure, it's tap. It's sold on tap, but still, though, that big-ass straw that they give you, man, that shit make that bitch taste extra crispy.
Uno asks, why is it spicy?
Crispy,
that's
bro.
Why. That shit hits your tongue in way more areas. Bro.
You can run a Tesla off that shit.
Because they always keep it cold, right? From the moment it hit the damn door.
That's what I'm saying. Like, McDonald's is different, bro. They do everything in-house. They make all their ketchup and how they make everything and that shit.
That shit tastes like the way static looks on TV.
Right. Some of that Szechuan.
Yeah. I copped some of that yesterday, the day before. Like,
damn.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Let me get some of the SZ sauce, shout it.
SZ sauce.
The Saskatchewan.
Right. The Saskatchewan.
Well, speaking of sauce, man.
Sauce.
But speaking of foreign sauces, let's talk about, speaking of sauces, all right, I like, it's the time of the year you can get a lot of fish sandwiches, right? and I don't necessarily like tartar sauce, so I don't particularly.
Hell no.
I don't be liking to get tartar sauce on my fish sandwich. I tried, but what I discovered was,
all right, man, I like tartar sauce.
What I discovered is that shit like ranch, bro, and it's a million different types of, it's a million different flavors of tartar sauce.
I like tartar sauce that is more tart than it is sweet.
I did not know. I thought it was just tartar sauce, shot. I did not know that shit was like, damn. It's kind of like, I don't like sweet coleslaw. It's a lot of niggas that don't even like coleslaw at all. I don't like sweet coleslaw.
I didn't like coleslaw at all for a long time, but I don't like sweet coleslaw either.
I'm saying all that to say when I eat fish and chips, I like to eat that shit with coleslaw. But, you know, I don't like to eat it with tartar sauce
with vinegar?
What?
My fish and chips.
I mean, I take it with tartar sauce. I mean, but, you know.
Eat it with if you don't use the tartar sauce, then do you eat it with vinegar instead? Or mustard?
Cocktail sauce. Cocktail sauce.
You eat your fish
and chips
and with cocktail sauce
and lemon. I might use lemon. Sometimes I don't need dipping in cocktail sauce, but if I feel like dipping, if I'm a dipping in anything, it's gonna probably be cocktail sauce.
Hot sauce.
Nah, I don't hot sauce. I don't fuck with hot sauce. I like hot shit, but I don't like hot sauce.
Okay. I mean, fish and chips ain't like American fried fish. That's not the same. Meal fried fish is not the same.
Oh.
That's batter fried.
Yeah, man. Imagine having like a hot wing place in your crib.
Mm.
You can have, because you want a certain sauce on a certain type of bird. Crickets. You know what I'm saying?
No, on Atlanta.
Oh, I get a J.R. Crickets in my crib.
Nando's in your own house.
Ain't never had Nando's. That's why I can't co-sign it, but I want Nando's to have it. Bro, I want to fucking to have it. I want to have it.
Get some Nando's because they done closed all the little chefs, so the only thing left is Nando's.
I had Nando's in Johannesburg, South Africa.
I ain't go to Nando's when I was over there, so I gotta go to Nando's. Like, I'm just like,
best
damn.
Best chicken you'll ever have in England, bro.
But I ate local everywhere I ate. That's where the fish and chip shit came from. But the whole point of sauce is, I'm talking about Atlanta, bro. Like, Atlanta's back.
I didn't
know
where you were going with that.
I'm Atlanta, bro.
Tartar sauce, nigga.
Let me get there, bro. I'm talking about sauces, nigga. Like, I'm talking about Atlanta, bro. Alana, we got these. I tried, bro. I really took y'all around the track with that one. I apologize, but hey, we here now from Atlanta, man. They weren't even in London, bro. These niggas was in Amsterdam. They're in the Netherlands.
Copenhagen.
Oh, like, man, Europe, bro. Like,
they globe tour.
Yeah, man, somewhere off of East Europe.
Trying to make business connections.
Northwest, I don't know where the fuck they at. But this shit fun. Like, this shit fun. Like, that's one thing I can say. I like that grainy look that it always has, but like from the now we're actually getting into the story. I'm annoyed by his baby moms, yo, because
folks in the pool.
She out here on some other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, cause the shit she doing is just like, it's funny, but it's annoying. But it's just like, all right, Charlotte, what's the deal? Like,
what are you doing?
Like, she almost drowned.
You doing too much, right? Yeah. That bitch almost drowned, bro. She almost somebody drowned. She just pushed in the pool.
I'm just having fun. No, I'm about to go get another drink. What is happening right now?
Something's going on.
Nah, second episode was brilliant, bro. First episode was cool. Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, was it?
Just third episode.
Yeah, third episode. That's right, because we got the first
two. The right way. They gave you two.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me Larry first. I would have been confused.
Right. Nah, episode 3 really got us rolling into life on this
Atlanta,
tour.
Atlanta, yeah. Because
the last one was like blackface shit. It was kind of like, it was too, and I don't even want to deal with that right now, bro. Like, well, give me something else, bro.
Let me
roll it again, bro.
What I like about it, they got subtle humor throughout,
right?
But they generally end that shit on some real funny,
real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, the blackface shit. He was like, "Why you want to perform?" Oh, okay, yeah, that's
yeah. Oh, I'm definitely out. Not going.
Like, I'm liking how they are finishing off. Like,
it's Christmas over here, but
the woke.
We're not going out there,
The over apologetic woke racism shit with the Asians. I was like, dog, like that's not even how it happened.
I went to California for like a little minute, and all the black guys like me over there.
See, what she said was some, like, some negrophiliac shit, bro. Yeah. It was some, you fetishizing, you know, you fetishizing, you know, black guys hitting on you, making it, like, some kind of thing, shawty, right. Which I'm like.
There it says, like.
They took it, like, to the super extreme.
Like, it was like, she didn't do all that, shawty. And it's like, even what she said was just like, bro, that's just dumb shit niggas say at parties, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, like, it's alcohol and drugs here. The you think I'm shit. Really thinking you make
right,
a political statement?
You think
statement?
I care about that?
Bro, you did not come in here to make talk politics, bro.
How they started it.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to ask for the gym. I'm sorry, I'm married. You know, like how that's the thing. Like,
yeah. You trying to hit him.
Like, immediately you think I'm trying to hit on you.
He was like, no, I just want the gym. No,
I'm sorry, I'm married. I'm getting married.
Okay, but
I want
the gym.
Standing right in front of the whole
gym. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, no, it's cool. And then she went on to kind of brag about how, you know, black guys always hit on me, but I don't date black guys. Girl. And he's like, bitch, one, I ain't ask you all that shit, but two, I don't give a fuck. All right.
You're standing in front of the drink tray. I need a glass and I need that bottle.
But cool. It was nice to meet you. And then she was friendly. So it's like, all right, I ain't got no beef with this woman, you know.
Yeah, you funny.
You know what I'm saying? Went and sat down and the motherfucker just like, yes, I heard all that. I was like, oh, shit.
What's up, bro?
What?
He told him. He told him straight truth about his hair. Like, what's like
yeah, I'm going bald, bro. Like,
that's an intense hairline.
I mean, but you know, it's okay to make jokes about men and hair loss, you know.
Right.
That's on limits.
Nobody came up and slapped him on behalf.
Right.
Intense hairline, boy.
Oh no, they would not dare, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
But I also liked how they're doing more of the tropes about the rap industry, the music industry, and there's always a white guy that has too much money.
That's just gonna throw it away for anything.
He's gonna throw it away, and he's gonna fuck it up, and there's gonna be some people that take advantage of it. And then, like Earn was saying, like, man, should I tell this man, this guy, he wants to do something, you know, because he might be feeling white guilt to an extent. He wants to do something. He has he has the resources to do something. I could tell him that he sucks and put 100 other more people that are worthy, quotations, in that spot. Or I can add me my own little cut.
Love it. Yeah. But it was hip to the game. He was like, shit, why not?
And then he said, so we're going to need more money.
Like, no.
Yeah,
when
they are.
When he turned, because, you know, at first he didn't, at first it wasn't like, he was like, nah, man, this, I'm cool, but I ain't even trying to do him like that, you know what I'm saying? But he thought about what he said and was like, let me think about it, bro. You won't let me think about it? Like, damn. You know, he think about it. I respect the fact that he actually thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that motherfucking picture.
Bro.
Yeah, like, you know what? Fuck it, bro.
Let me get that.
Let me get 30. You know what? For you, 25.
Right. I'll do it for 25.
At least we forget your boy, Paperboy.
Yeah. Duh. I thought Buddy was a ghost for real. They're like, oh, yeah, he done went upstairs, and then he was going to go upstairs to try to go find him and then find out there was not an upstairs or some shit like that. Like, nah, he's really up there.
Because everybody left, but... And then I realized it later on. It was just like, oh, no, bro, like, that man, like, he fucked somebody and killed somebody, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, you're talking about he fucked the black ghost and all this shit. I'm like, what? Like, okay, well, evidently you're a ghost now, or you're just on some weird ass shit, and you just said you murdered somebody and fucked them, and you know, you just don't want to talk about it.
Everybody dipped awkwardly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was left there waiting on his money, and dude, just like, bro, you owe me. Like, it was 20K for me to get in here.
Right.
So it's like,
I won
40K.
Yeah,
I wanted him to cut down your little bitch ass tree. You told me I couldn't smoke around because it's
gonna harm the tree. It's been here for centuries.
But the funny thing also that I like is the house. Like, I've seen some shit very similar where you open a door to some shit and then you have to go through some shit and then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a lot different than what I thought was gonna be in here.
Right.
I like that shit too. Like, Atlanta's not being like Snowfall and disappointing the fuck out of me. Week after Tiger Field fucking week. There was Carol Baskins when you need her.
You know what she is.
Her other show. She's not literally on it, but.
I like this week's episode, man. It's 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
Except if I'm rating episodes.
But yeah.
Really. Then once again, going back to Van, all this shit's going down, and she leaves the party. She's at a random ass diner, and they calling her, and what she do? Not answer the fucking phone. Like, what are you on?
I'm like, what you out here for, Shada? Because I know what are you on? Came with them, like, because you hanging out with them.
I mean,
them.
She's
like,
from Europe and all that shit, but I mean, what are you on right now?
Military, baby, Shada. Like, goddamn, you on?
On.
Like, she tripping. And I mean, I guess that's just gonna be revealed, but is she dealing with some shit?
Yeah.
We're gonna get a Van episode. You already know she's gonna get a whole episode.
Yeah. I like
that first episode when they saw Tupac.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know, make his transition. Lord have mercy.
That shit was. That's what I mean, man. Like, they just do subtle shit.
Right, and then just hit you with one.
That shit was wild. I still can't get over that episode. Well, man. Oh, you got a beef with Snowfall, man.
I do. That shit whack. Y'all turn that shit to power.
That shit's whack.
I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas got going. Shit
to power.
I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on. But y'all need to fix this shit. This shit don't make no fucking sense. There are way too many new fucking characters that you already had characters. All right. This is what needs to happen. And so this is y'all stealing niggas' ideas and anything. This is how we're gonna fix your fucked up show since y'all done let John Singleton down. You need to kill everybody you have introduced me to this season. If I have not seen them before, or only seen them in one episode previously, every single one of them needs to die. And you need to get back to the central plot. Every single one of them. They have introduced 5 new niggas. Introduced them. And the main character all of a sudden got a baby mama. Never seen her before a day in my life. Whoop, whoop, pop up with a baby mama. About to get married and everything. She need to die.
She was in deep water. Did you see Deep Water?
On Hulu? Not yet.
Okay.
Was she in deep water?
Lil Rel's wife.
Hmm.
Yeah, she in there. She pregnant. Don't know when she got pregnant or where the fuck she from or nothing about her. She just showed up. She need to die. The new nigga who just started shooting at everybody needs to die. The crooked cop with the fucked up afro and the Jerry curl, he needs to die. Who else need to die? Somebody else gonna have to die too. They're gonna have to sacrifice some other people though. But they need to kill them people off. Need to bring out. They need to bring back my nigga that smoke sure.
He was on the past couple episodes though.
He ain't been on it since the like what the first since two
the Tiger
episodes.
Episode. The Tiger episode was the last episode. He was on episodes before then.
He was on the last episode he was in.
What's the episode right before the Tiger episode?
All right, so that's 2 episodes, and you bring him back. It's 2 episodes without my guy.
I mean, it's other shit, bro.
Because they introducing all kind of random.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't like them introducing like the, you know.
Oh, you killed my brother from season 1.
Yeah, the dude. I mean, but for real though, his brother getting out and really just being like, you know that. Them kind of playing it up, but it's just like, bro, that was on a large scale hit, bro. A lot of shit went down for that, and y'all. All right, we done had a drive-by.
We are in bed with the CIA to sell metric tons of cocaine, and you are here talking about your motherfucking brother, and I built this shit brick by brick. Kill that nigga. Get rid of his family. Get them niggas the fuck off this show. Bring back
Peaches. Find
that nigga. Kill him too. That's who else need to die. Peaches. You're going to put that nigga in a box.
I need to find Peaches and kill Peaches. I ain't like that. That whole reveal about
it was him being
a junkie. No, that shit. I ain't gonna trip on that because
yes.
I know because they were tripping on him like he was a junkie. You know what I'm saying? Like, but what I like about the latest episode was, you know, it was Uncle Tyrone just walking through PTSD and just really having like he had the dudes like I know where Peach is at. I could take it there, but I gotta go to this I got to go to this group therapy session. So he sat in on the group therapy session and listened to what some of the dudes talk like that went to war and they came back and he was like, damn, but I can relate to that shit. But it went to war and now he fucked up. I relate to that shit because my life been like a war zone, bro. Shit fucked up. Then he went to this.
Out here in these streets.
Yeah, went to his drug dealer house and he had this whole Zen pond with koi fish and a Buddha and shit. So he out there in the serenity and he just started crying, bro. Like, not crying, but tears just flowed down his eyes because it was so peaceful and beautiful. But then he had this moment of clarity. And the whole time you see him just gaining this moment of clarity about, because he never said what he wanted. He started dressing fly, but he didn't feel no better.
Yeah.
Started being angry and wanting to fuck shit up.
And that's what I'm talking about.
I like that shit. Like, what they, he saved this whole episode, bro, because them focusing on Tyrone this whole episode was like a dope journey.
That's my thing. You already have these characters. Keep in mind, we don't know what the fuck happened in between these last seasons into now. They have not explained this shit. Last week, before this season started, the nigga who was selling this nigga the cocaine killed this man daddy in Cuba. Him and his family are beefing with each other. They selling, they out in Arkansas doing their own thing. No, not Arkansas. Where's Little Rock at?
Arkansas.
They out in Little Rock. Doing their own thing. And it's like, bro, it's so much. And Leon's doing his shit out there. There's so much there that you did not have to deviate into this crazy ass weird ass story that y'all niggas done picked up. And the shit is not good. It's like The Wire, that season that everybody hated in The Wire, you know. And then they got it back together and then they closed it out. I feel like that's what they're gonna have to do with Snowfall, because the person who made it, John Singleton, he's no longer living.
Right.
And
I just tried to carry on his writing.
Yeah. And it shows. It shows. It's vastly different. The first episode did start off good. The second episode did start off good because you had characters in there that weren't finished, and you started to go into their story, and then you just deviated up into Crooked Cops, Tigers, rogue Mexicans, like, bro.
It's a crazy world. I got to see. I mean, I think the shit just finna get crazy, because at this point, what else can you do? Like, John Singleton gone. It's like, how you gonna? I don't want you to give me what I think John Singleton was gonna give me. At this point, I'm willing to accept what you gonna give me, because this is where we at.
Right.
I see what you're saying, but that kind of feels like, bro. We ain't gonna get nothing close to how John Singleton was making it. So now we just gonna either have to.
You gonna have to let it go.
Let it go. So I let it go, because I was just like, bruh,
because you're gonna fuck this shit. Because Snowfall was just getting nominated for shit. It wasn't winning, but it was getting nominated for shit. That shit ain't gonna get nominated for nothing doing this weird ass shit. Y'all might as well, nigga. Y'all might as well be power.
Yeah, man. See, when you got shows like that, it's best to just go ahead and end it while you still got that upward slope going on.
They're going to have to come back
and
figure that one out. They're going to have to come back with a better season.
Yeah.
Because they I felt like what they're doing is trying shit. They got to. The person, they got to. They got to try some things, and I get that. So I don't want to be too harsh, because the show overall still is decent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good, it's decent, but the show used to be great. To me, that show was, The Wire was the premier show, but Snowfall was, I thought was going to be that good number two.
Decriminalize marijuana very soon. It seems like it got passed.
Yeah, they got to go to the Senate.
Repeat that shit, Sean.
I already posted it, bro, that shit. Yeah, bro.
You got to go to the Senate.
CNBC, yeah, bro. It was almost halfway.
They can't do nothing to stop it, though.
Now, I mean, it happened on.
I say that they stopped it. Before.
It happened on April Fool's Day, but I don't think that the House and the Senate would sit around trying to create this elaborate fucking
April Fool's joke. Yeah,
I don't think so.
No, it passed in the House. All the Democrats voted on it. All but five Republicans voted yes on it, because they get paid by the prison industrial complex, and they're more concerned with snorting cocaine and having orgies, according to freshmen.
Yeah, they're gonna raise the tax, you know, 5 to 8%, and you can buy your marijuanas.
Like youth recreation.
Yeah,
like the whole point. I say,
but they gotta go through the Senate, though. I mean, yeah,
Senate gonna pass it.
Yeah, I mean, they need.
Do y'all not know these bills have gone before? Like,
yeah. That's why it was going state to state, and they were like, "Let's see how how it works."
Yeah, but they damn this around it now. You know, Georgia hate to be the last to do anything, even though it seems like that's what happened most.
It's gonna trickle down to other state. I mean, other countries once that. You know, whenever that happens.
Right. I mean, people, it's other countries that already done decriminalized. Right.
It's money. And see, that's the thing. It's just people trying to get in the game.
Yeah.
Like, but it's a whole...
Like, how can we get in?
Yeah, it's like, it's a game of agriculture, land, and money. Motherfuckers like, yeah, you... I bet you hate you dropped out of botany now, motherfucker.
Right. Because at this point in time, everybody's doing land grabs trying to... Hey, we need to make sure we got food, bro. We got to find land to grow shit.
They had put that shit in motion a few years back when they was telling motherfuckers what they could and couldn't grow on their own goddamn farm.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what is this about? Like, you can't harvest rainwater. It's illegal to harvest rainwater. Bitch, what?
Yeah, because they don't want you to find out that all that shit fake.
Not only that, like, nah, bro, and then the water we give you is extra treated. Unless you live in areas like us.
You just got to pay them their money. They just want their taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
you can live off the grid all you want, but they keep telling you it's illegal, but motherfuckers doing it.
Yeah, you just gotta pay a tax.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pay a tax. Or be a contributor. Like most of the people, they turn their electricity over to a grid after they harvest it.
Because I still never understood that shit until I, you know, got deeper into it. Like, how can a motherfucker live, like, just freely in the world, in the woods, wherever, not bothering nobody? You know, get his energy in some other way, and how is the government still gonna just the police randomly just show up? Because but, hey, man, you can't be living out here in the woods and shit for free. Hurting nobody. I built my house myself. I get my energy from a solar panel and from this river right here. Why not?
Because fuck you, you're not paying taxes.
Exactly. I don't have to. I'm living free off the land. I gave all that shit up. Nah, bro.
This is somebody's property.
It's not. It's the fucking woods.
Your house ain't up to code, bro.
Right, exactly.
Shit ain't up to code, bro.
Right. But,
got code and standards, bro. You got
to make that standard. Bro, I built it myself. I trained and studied and learned how to do it.
Do you own this land, sir?
Exactly.
Pay us.
But, yeah, right, exactly. But you're going to pay us or we're taking you to jail.
Because he's going
to
ask you, do you own this land, sir?
Like, bruh,
don't matter.
This is Mother Earth. It don't. None of us own that. Exactly. You know, are you gonna pay us?
Don't matter because we're the United States government. And even though you have a deed to your land, nigga, we still own this shit. You have a piece of paper,
right?
We want this.
If you
shit,
don't pay taxes on your land, we can take it.
The motherfuck out of you.
That was the whole point I was getting to. I was gonna say, man. Okay, so you do own.
Have you ever heard of the Magna Carta?
Right. We will take all this
pizza
shit.
Pizza Marina in your ass,
and all for this. 56 square feet that you got your little shed on that you want to live in.
Yeah, this will be our command post.
Making your damn salmon preserves.
Yeah, nigga, out here ain't paying us tax.
Right, eating berries for free.
You say salmon preserves.
Yeah, because he lives by a river.
And he got preserves.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds disgusting.
No.
Salmon preserves.
Have you ever had salmon jerky?
Bruh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Bruh, need that in your life, bruh.
I didn't know you can jerk a salmon.
Yes.
You can jerk anything, I guess it has been.
Just about.
It's chewy, but I say get you some Novolox, man. Like, I'll let you taste some. I got some Novolox.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Bro, usually you have lox and bagels. If you have it the traditional Jewish way, they cook it with almost like this jerk salmon on it.
I poach an egg.
On a bagel?
I use the English
muffin. But that's what lox are. Lox and bagels. It's like fried potato patties and then the bagel. Fried potato patties got like scallions and white onion and seasoning.
Fuck the scallions.
Red onions. Yeah. Then you can eat it with either sour cream or applesauce.
Or you can just make your salmon croquette, bro.
Which is always a great choice.
I only have my eggs scrambled with cheese.
Yeah. That's it, really?
You had no salmon. You never had a salmon croquette?
Salmon patty.
Like for breakfast, like the fried salmon patty.
Oh, yeah. What do black people call those?
Salmon croquette.
Salmon patties?
What?
Salmon patties. Okay, thank you. I'm like, what the fuck? I've never heard of that.
A salmon croquette?
I've heard of salmon croquette.
I've heard of it.
That's the fancy name. Yeah. What
the fuck do y'all call them?
Salmon patties.
Yeah, salmon patties. Okay. All right.
I heard of both.
I knew that's what it was, though. Yeah.
I've never heard of salmon patty, bro. Salmon croquette.
I've heard of salmon croquette, but
I just know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's the same thing.
Okay, I got you.
So if you want the same fast show?
Yeah. If you go to a fancy restaurant,
that bitch say croquette.
Yeah.
You go to a regular restaurant, that bitch say croquette. I can go to First Watch and get a croquette.
No, I'm just saying if you, and then it says salmon croquette on there, it's a salmon patty. So.
Gotcha.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just learned something new.
You can be fancy.
I mean, it was obvious, but I did not know that shit was fancy. It's just for my whole life, bro. That's just what my grandma called it, my mama called it, my daddy. It's like what everybody in my family.
You look like you from where Beyonce from.
Oh, it's the same. I mean, it's the same for me, but they also made hoe cakes, though.
Right.
What? Hoe cakes and what?
They made hoe cakes, though. Like, also.
What's another name for a hoe cake?
See, we call, okay, we call
pan bread.
We call hoe cakes cornbread, and we call cornbread cornbread. It's just whoever the
fuck. No, cornbread is sweet.
Hold on. I'm not disagreeing at all. I'm just saying, growing up, if my dad made cornbread, it was the hoe cakes, because he made it thin and crispy. It was real thin and crispy.
Got you.
My mama made it. She cooked it in the same cast iron skillet, but hers was a little more fluffy.
Yeah. Look like cake.
Right. Yeah. If my grandma made them, they'd be kind of like my mama's. You know what I'm saying? But if like my aunt made it, she made it like jiffy. She made it thick like,
right.
It's everyone them cooked it in almost the cast iron. Like in the cast iron. But right, that one was thick. You know what I'm saying? Like jiffy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But all of them was different. But everybody called it cornbread.
Top of it.
Yeah, everybody called it cornbread, but it just somebody made it different. When I got older, that's when it learned to me. I was like, what the fuck is a hoe cake? Because I heard on Outkast Southern Player listed, he said, like, collard greens and hoe cakes. So I got sold. And I was like, what the fuck is a hoe cake?
I never know.
And then I was just like, it's the cornbread. And I was like,
that's how my grandma used to cook it. And she used to tell us we didn't even know how to eat fucking collard greens, right?
She would say you have to grab it and eat it like that.
Crumble the damn shit up in there.
Cake up and eat it with your hand.
That's a traditional African way.
Jollof rice and all that stuff.
My friends across the street, that's how they did it. Mm-hmm. Shout out to White. That's how him and his family would do it. Mm-hmm. They eat it like that. And you know, I remember one time they offered, because his mom, I can't even tell you how she cooked them, because I ain't finna give away that lady's secret. Rest her soul. I ain't finna even give her her secret where she cooked it. But it was completely different than how my parents and my aunt cooked it.
Lard.
But it was,
Lard.
But it was still good as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how they ate it. So when I remember the first time I ate something over there, they gave me the plate, and they ain't give me no fork. And then when I asked for a fork, they bust out laughing. I was just like, boy, you better use your hands.
Right.
They start using their hands. And then I started using my hands, and that's how I ate it. Went back home, kid brain. You like, all right, well.
Eat it like that at home. Like, boy, what you doing?
Boy, my parents like, boy, slap my hand. Boy, go get a fork. Like, nah, bro. Like, eat that with a fork, bro. Like, no, that's not how we eat, bro. Table manners were big in my house, and they didn't consider that good table manners. But then when I got older, I realized the way that my homeboy family ate it, that's the way millions of other black people ate it.
Yeah.
And that is why you need to teach race at a young age.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Circle
that
back.
That's why you can't afford to be like, nah, we need to wait till third grade.
I mean, that happens in your house, though. That don't happen in school.
But
I think it's worse.
You take intro to physiology, right?
Yeah.
How we introduce to society is it starts in the home and then it's reinforced in society. For us children, society is school.
Right.
They know that. I mean, you can't, but if society is school, then you have to prepare those people, and that's what they're doing.
Right. I'm not arguing that. That's a cultural thing, though. You're not teaching people how to eat collard greens at school. That's a cultural thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I was just using that.
You know how fucked up that would be.
Those notes right there are the things that are supposed to be taught at home.
Yeah.
And that's where you get that separate cultural sprinkling.
Yeah.
I
agree with that.
I got you.
I'm talking about the major points.
The nuances are taught at home.
Yeah, but the major points is taught at school. Gotcha. Like third grade is when they will grasp it. All those subtle nuances up to that point are supposed to be taught at home.
Well,
and when they're playing on the playground, they get it. Like, mommy, why is my friend not look like me?
Man, Jew, man, jokes.
Yeah, why did he not look like me? And then that's when you learn at home, and then you go to school. Then by third grade, when they start teaching that shit, you're like, oh yeah, on the playground. That's why Jimmy don't look like me, because his folks are from Africa. My people are from Europe. I get it now. And then they can start to...
Yeah.
Don't start off with the white man trying to kill you, nigga. Run.
Right. I mean, you got to build him up to that point. You know what I'm saying? And then you like, well, why is the white man always mad at me? Because, nigga, they brought us over here on boats and that shit was fucked up, bro. And now we got to hang out with these Muslim Indian dudes because they understand us better than anybody else, but they a little crazy too. So, what like I need you to do...
They don't like us either.
Right.
Yeah, they hate us.
But we all look the same and our beards are kind of cool and we all kind of worship the same stuff. So, what I need you to do is get you a Spanish-speaking shorty and mix up this bloodline, son. That's what I need you to do, nephew. Go out there.
Conquer.
Right. Because I like these chicks that's light-skinned. That was the best I could do in my time. I need you.
Go forth.
Go forth. Right. Go forth.
They had, see, what they're going to do is try to erase
everything.
The most essential parts of history, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say,
buddy. But highlight certain ones to tell you, like, this is what
the American dream and patriotism raised.
But the original people came from Africa, though.
And we then, all came from America.
No, but then they'll tell you scientifically the original man came from Africa.
No.
And then they'll say America was the way to go. Like, after all these years, America got it right.
Man. What?
And America's relatively young. America's a baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
America's the baby.
Yeah.
Man, America wouldn't be shit if they didn't have movies.
America wouldn't be shit if they
didn't have. America wouldn't be shit if they didn't have other people coming over here. Period, bro.
You will blow some shit up.
Native Americans would have been chilling, minding their business with the Spanish, doing whatever they were doing.
Blow you off a fucking map.
I really want y'all to think about what I just said.
Yeah, dog. Because they would have been chilling and.
But even think about the history of movies. In America, right?
I've taken that class.
In America, right? When people were in the basement,
first TV
scared that a damn train was finna run their ass over. First off, nigga, how's a train in black and white gonna run you over?
Dumb, bro.
It's all perception.
Yeah, exactly. They've never seen that shit.
At that particular, it's almost magical to them. At that same time,
yeah,
Germans had picture with film and sound.
Yeah,
but Germans always been advanced, man.
Yeah, they ain't created the car, but.
It did a lot more than that, too.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. America is popular culture.
The super serum shit real as fuck.
Mm-hmm. America's popular culture. You're right. The movies, the media, how America's portrayed.
Everybody who was doing the cool shit in Europe left Europe to come to America to continue it because Europe was full of shit. And they were like, look, I don't like
this. If America did not have a Hollywood, there would.
Because that was the big boom, bro.
You're right.
Wouldn't be shit, bro.
That's how
that
they
was
got
the big boom.
Like,
that didn't kill
before them. Then, so everybody. Yeah, before then, everybody was like cowboys running around trying to rustle up cows and wild buffalo,
going to get some gold and shit,
sparkly rocks in the ground. Like,
think about how wild it was of a time that you could ride in a train.
Even before then.
Fire at buffaloes. I'm talking about.
Even before then, bro, you just riding on horses just randomly in the prairie. Like, oh, there they go. Be eating good for a month. You got this homeboy you can go and clean it with, and he going to jerk up the rest.
Yeah. That's what folks was dying at 30, though. Like, they was eating just whatever.
They didn't know how to cook. They didn't know how to eat.
A lot of trial and error happened with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back then, they weren't even brushing their teeth and shit.
Yeah, I know. They
didn't know how. They didn't have, like,
they didn't
antiseptics
know how.
And shit.
No, they didn't know how.
No, antiseptics wasn't invented.
They
were pouring alcohol on a wound, and it's like, oh, that'll disinfect it.
Well, it wasn't over here.
No, antiseptics weren't invented until, like,
Egyptian time.
No, I'm talking about that we used, like, medicinally.
They've always, and I mean always, had medicinal properties. Some shit, a lot of stuff we got now is based off of that old stuff. Right. But
it's reverse engineering.
Like they didn't brush their teeth, but they had like mouthwash and like condoms and shit like that back then. They were just like not as effective and very uncomfortable.
Like, they went on road, bro.
Because you gotta think about it. Like, we got lambskin condoms, right?
Yeah, they did.
How long
that originated in like Scotland and Ireland? Ireland, yeah.
They had them shit, but I mean, them people were using that shit, bro. Like, hell no.
Nigga, they were using chloride from mercury back in the 70s.
Exactly. That's
it. Like, kill yourself. Motherfucker, just like, bro, we going to infect it. Nigga, you going to make the shit just
worse.
Mercury?
Mercury?
Mercury, bro?
Pulling yourself.
Yeah. They used to give niggas hair when they get them off coke.
Yeah.
It was just
yeah. Numbs the pain. Yeah.
Everything else in your nerves.
All the pain. Every sense of pain numbs it all. Yeah. I mean, so, you in like one of the main areas where it goes down.
It's one of the few places where they get all the way naked.
Yeah. I've only been to the strip club like a couple times, though. For real, though. And I ain't, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going there by myself, and I'm not going there with my own money. Well, I would go by myself, but I wouldn't go with my own.
Bro, if I'm going to the strip club by myself, they better have some good-ass food in there.
That's another thing.
And some good-ass drinks. That better be the only reason I'm going to the strip club by myself.
It's some of the best foods you're going to get. Like,
that's what I've always heard.
Magic City Wings is legendary, for real. They are. Magic City got some good-ass food. Strokers got some good-ass food. Mm-hmm. Pinups, like.
Yeah, that's the draw that makes people go. Yeah. I mean.
That's some good-ass food in
there. Better be bomb, son.
Better have, like, a bacon cheeseburger that's, like, out of this world, that's got cheese on the inside of the burger patty and on the outside. And it's, gourmet like, chef. Two different kinds of cheese.
Gourmet and chef and strippers.
Yeah.
Let me get something to eat real quick, y'all. Hold on.
Nah, going to the strip club on somebody else's dime is
some
definitely
buffalo sliders or some shit.
Right.
Like, buffalo meat, not buffalo chicken sauced.
Yeah, I definitely would not go by myself. Yeah, you know, for whatever reason.
For that, I mean, if the food's good, now because I'm gonna be at the bar eating the food.
Yes, I take it back. I have to definitely go to the strip club by myself to get some food.
If I'm going to a strip club to eat food, I'm tipping the chick in food. Like, that's just what it is.
And you gotta,
like,
pay to get in, and then you're gonna pay to order your food, and then you're gonna dress some ass for you though. Food in.
Yeah, like, I'm not. Yeah, shorty, here's your 10 piece.
Oh, you're like, talking about going to the club, and they be just like, look, I just want to order some food.
Yeah. Heard y'all got some bomb-ass dry rub. Let me see what's up with that. Not the one in the back room. I don't want that. I want you chafing me up. Yeah. I'm glad you got that. I'm glad you got that.
The best powder on the girl.
I had to break the ice.
It's like the one that I do know.
One is that one. It's that one.
It works.
It works.
He's not under contract.
It was not ill timed either.
All right, y'all.
What happened to my volume, man?
Well, I'm the same Moon Knight.
We all have, I believe.
I will confuse. I have questions.
All right.
Give our review and then ask your questions. Right, so say, I guess you can hit the article first.
Okay. Moon Knight star Oscar Isaac not under contract for future Marvel Studios projects. This is from comicbook.com. They let me see.
He said, Kevin Feige himself said that the practice is no longer standard.
So they can't just get in the contract for the character for a long period of time.
Right. Or I guess that's just not the way that they're... Prices are stupid. Yeah, and that's probably just not the way that they're going to approach, you know, getting people to bring in these characters anymore.
Yeah, not for long term. He was
That kind of sucks.
I mean, I guess from the artist's perspective, it's just like, it's performance-based. Because, you know, if I sign you to, bro, if I tell you I'm finna pay you $40 million for 8 films, bro, I don't want you leaving me here on limbo. Like, you're gonna have to make my movies, bro. Like, that's it. Like, you.
I mean, I'll be patient with your schedule, but then don't be out here making 4 or 5 other projects when I need you to make something for me and you can't.
Since you got the guaranteed money, I understand that. No matter how fun this project and excited you is to film, you're going to have to move your schedule according to when they say, hey, you need you on set to record because you know I already got paid in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the fact that you know the leverage of hey, I'm finna be a superhero, especially people who are dope superheroes. But I think that's pretty much what it is. Like they don't know what they're doing now. COVID fucked up everything, so I can see them not being like, let's lock somebody in for 10 years, let's lock somebody in for 10 movies. I can kind of see them wanting to like fucking sell nicks and dimes with this shit instead of just going whole weight. I can see them being like, you know what, bro, I give you 5 million, I give you 10 million, I give you 5 million, I give you 10 million instead of big ass contract, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, I'm gonna pay you one time, and if the shit turn into a franchise, you're going to negotiate anyway.
We'll renegotiate, right? And that's what Oscar Isaac said. He was like, you know, he had heard about the golden handcuffs, but he was worried a little bit about that. But he also went on ahead to say, he's like, you know, this might be self-contained, and if it goes on to be something else, then that's what it'll be.
You ain't no Hugh Jackman.
No, what I think it is, I think them doing the show, I think they did it with the intent of
introducing the character and then dangling it out there like, okay, well, what do you want him to do? We've dangled certain other things. Is this what you want?
Yeah, they weren't gonna weave that. I think that's left up to Marvel to find a way to connect it, because I think the type of art that they making is just like, bro, we did not go in this with being told that we gotta connect it to something, so we gonna do what the fuck we wanna do.
But this is only the first episode. They didn't give us anything but the first episode yet.
I mean, I'm just saying it just based off of, you know, not the show, but the idea of...
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like
bringing these actors in to play a certain character.
Yeah, like, just... I'm just like, at this point, it's like, all right. I mean, just the type of... Because the way they talk about it, even though I've only seen one episode, the way they talk about it, they talk about this shit like, this wasn't no TV show, bro. This was fucking art. So, when you go out to make art, you can't micromanage art. So, I feel like they give me the sense that we had such creative freedom, like... Bro, we made what the fuck we felt like. Like, I don't know what Marvel gonna do, but we know what we did.
Right. So if they want to try to interweave it, they can do that.
Yeah. That's the attitude he got.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, since everybody's seen it, man, I that'd be a good time to just segue into that, man. Macchio, it's in your name, you know. Because for the longest, I could have looked it up, and it was like, wait a minute, I've heard these names. But I ain't put two and two together, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that I was like... overwhelmed with like the mythology, like heavy. It was real heavy. I really appreciated that. You know, coming blind in the Moon Knight from the first episode, like came into it blind, but a lot of the references really, you know, to the culture and you know this guy being such an expert, and it's like you're working at the gift shop, and it's like
ain't even got into it yet. Like Khonshu hadn't even explained that shit yet, so yeah. That's what I'm excited for. Like when Khonshu actually gets to show up on the scene.
Oh. But
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no man, seeing like well they explain it. Explain what you need to know now, right now. I appreciate it. That type of storytelling. Instead of dangling a fucking carrot that I gotta wait a few episodes to get. I kinda like that everything that I got shown about the mythology was just like, bro, I'm gonna put it in the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's
and it was just like I couldn't hold it. No,
right. It had a lot of fry on the end of that shit. It's
crunchy, bro. I was like, damn, is he eating some goddamn chills?
Yeah, some skins over there. Just
damn.
I'm already here.
My bad, dog. It was supposed to come off in 5 minutes. We end up talking. Hey. All right. Well, I can't.
Just so you know. Right. I mean, I'm not doubting that at all.
Overcooked it.
Right.
They was, you didn't give a hot fuck about that shit then, but now trying to get that taste.
Right, because now they're like, okay, we've kind of like weeded out what's not worth anything. And that's the fucked up part about the legislation. They were so confused about what all was going on. They're like, okay, so what we're going
to
do.
But you know who, to your point, you know who figured that shit out? The community.
Yeah. Right,
because like, no, this shit is bullshit.
Yeah.
This shit works. Right. This shit doesn't. After it's a while,
you noticed all the analysts that they started to get to talk about it were actual people of the community. Yeah. They weren't like, you know, all these analysts they've had on for all these years that talk about the facts and figures of actual stock exchange. It's like, it's stock exchange, but it's on a whole different level than...
If you listen to them stock niggas on them shows, them niggas be wrong as hell. That loud ball guy pushing buttons and shit, that nigga be wrong. He'll have you poor.
Bless you. Because they just talking bullshit.
He just making sounds and pushing buttons. All out here cattywampus.
Yeah, saying words that, you know, financial people would know that fit the narrative of whatever the fucking money's supposed to be. And then it's like, all right, but what you telling me and what you showing me with the math, that ain't
the
it.
Math ain't mathing.
Right, the math ain't mathing.
And another point, since we're already in here, the Ronin Network suffered a $610 million hack, the largest ever cryptocurrency hack. The Ronin Network, there's a very popular play-to-earn game called Axie Infinity that is, you know, people in the Philippines left their job to play this shit because it pays them so much money. And once again, these people exploited a wormhole in their network, and they siphoned out $610 million motherfucking dollars out of that shit. Hackers stole 163,000 ETH tokens, 225 million USD tokens on March 3rd. And that goes to something else that I've been saying about these projects, man. These motherfuckers gotta get battle tested. Projects that I fuck with, if I recommend a project to you, unless it's something fairly new like Miami Coin and Stacks and stuff like that, but I kinda done my research on it. Bro, the projects I fuck with, they've been battle tested. My networks have done, the networks that I fuck with, they do 3 billion transactions a day. And they've never been hacked. Shout out to Tron. But,
and I mean, even if they did get hacked, it was either voluntarily because they wanted to check the level of security of their network.
Yeah, battle tested.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right, exactly.
Like, as, you gotta, as you your said, your project gotta be up against something because people are gonna come. Like, people been trying to hack Bitcoin every day. They hack people's wallets. They hack their addresses. You know, they hadn't hacked Bitcoin yet. Not saying that it's not impossible, but, bro, these people come for these projects. It was a couple weeks ago I talked about another project that got hacked for, like, $250 million.
I mean, bro, it's...
Bored Ape Yacht Club. People that love that fucking NFT, which I think is partially money laundering. Yeah. That shit...
Bro, I'm gonna say it like this. You make a new game, the first thing people do is figure out what the bugs and exploits are. I mean, so what do you expect? People, you've got two types of people that play video games. You got people that want to enjoy the game, you got people that want to break the game. And that's it. And everybody else falls somewhere on the spectrum in between there.
And I mean, that shit just, that's a large hack. It's a lot of people that play that game. What's going on is these bridges, and the bridge is just a connect, being able to connect multiple blockchains. Some people play games on ETH blockchains, people play on Polygon blockchains, people play on Tron blockchain, Bitcoin blockchain, BNB blockchain, and a bridge is simply something that allows these two things to go in between each other and communicate. But they are figuring out exploits in these wormholes, and they are fucking them up. But shout out to Tron, man, because again, knock on wood, 3 billion transactions a day ain't been hacked yet, and people be coming for them. But, and they back a lot of your, Tron backs a lot of your favorite apps you use: Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Amazon Prime. So
they ain't let me down on Twitch yet.
So shout out to those projects. And again, Clever, I talked about last week when I called in, they're doing their 100% staking for 3 months, which is roughly 25% a month, which is insane. Jump in. Well, do your own research. I've been fucking with Clever for damn near 2 years. It's something that I done researched. It's, if it's not Bitcoin, it's a tech company. This is a tech company, but I know what they sell. They sell wallets. They sell privacy phones. They have browsers. They have OSs.
multi-signature wallets, operating systems, dApps, finance, banks. Like, Clever is a one-stop shop.
I mean, bro, all you need to do is stack your bread, move to fucking Switzerland, like I'm gonna do, and then don't worry about that shit. I'm not moving to Switzerland. I'm moving to the Netherlands. Close enough.
I'm moving to like a Bitcoin friendly place that'll give you citizenship for like a Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm moving to the Netherlands, bro. Like, fuck like that bullshit.
El Salvador, they got the beach. You move there, you gotta, you hold 1.5 Bitcoin there, you get a passport that's relevant, that's good in a lot of places. So do your research. Don't get rug pulled.
I want to move to Japan. I'm just going to say fuck that shit and just travel to Japan until I get old, and then I'll move there. Catch me in Micronesia somewhere in the Philippines or some shit. All else fails, I'm moving to Canada or Alaska, and that's going to be the end of that shit.
I wouldn't mind sailing on a boat on my jacuzzi.
No, put... install the jacuzzi on your boat,
and that's how I get to shore.
You know what I'm saying? And that bitch be your lifeboat. That bitch just deploy off the back of that shit.
Jacuzzi. Oh,
jacuzzi, bro.
It's a. It's a.
A jacuzzi attached to an SUV, bro.
No, a jacuzzi.
RV. Excuse me, I said SUV.
So just think about a jacuzzi at the bottom, and then an RV directly on top of it.
No. The jacuzzi is on the top, bro.
I told you, it's backwards.
Yeah, so it'll float.
No, so when you back it onto the boat, it's on the top. But then when it's on the boat, it's on the bottom. And then...
That'll work.
The RV is fucking one of them submarine RVs. Then when the ship's sinking, you just deploy that shit and drive off fucking...
That'll work, because them sharks going to need
James
a place.
James Bond style.
They're going to need a place to chill.
Yeah, drive off James Bond style, you know what I mean?
I'm saying sharks. Mm-hmm. Came back again. It
came back. Mm-hmm. And it brought that wave.
Damn right. Shit. Bro, you done cultivated these sharks. You built up a rapport with them. They your friends at this point.
Yeah, they know damn well. Yeah.
Starman sent me a video of a dolphin getting busy with this lady.
Oh, dolphins rape people all the time.
Yeah, you remember the episode of King of the Hill?
Yeah, they male, female, they rape anybody.
How's your kids? How's your wife? Dolphins out here raping everybody.
And, I mean, we got manatees out here trying to save humanity, and they slowly dying because they like the sloths of the ocean.
A manatee's for humanity.
For real.
A humanity.
A humanity.
Oh, the humanity.
Because yes. We need to save them, bruh. People think they dolphins, and they just go ahead and ride up on them in Florida, especially because they come up Florida a lot. People in their speedboats and shit, they think they dolphins. Like, oh, they gonna move out the way, but they manatees, and you know they don't. Yep.
Ring.
Yep. No, they kind of big, bros. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You go airborne, you hit that shit good speed.
Ying.